What's on my mind today is trust. I've been reading Henry Cloud's book, Trust, again, and this scripture came to mind, Psalm 51. And it's this conversation, this prayer David is having as he's wanting to rebuild trust with God, because he knows how he's been. He knows how he's behaved, and he understands that God's judgment against him and his sin is just. But he confesses his part, and he asks to be restored. He admits his fault. And he asked to be restored and to be forgiven and to be healed. And that's a part of rebuilding trust. So often people harm their loved ones and then they say they're sorry and they expect that that has rebuilt trust, and it has not. And then it happens again, or something else happens again, and they say you're unforgiving. And it's not that the person is unforgiving, but they're hurt. And you have to acknowledge that you caused that pain and do some work to repent. And here in Psalm 51, verse 16, you do not desire sacrifice or you would offer one. You know, sometimes people will say, oh, well, fine, I'll just never talk again. Right. That's that sacrifice. Right. You're going to just throw this thing out kind of passive aggressively. Mm-hmm. But if that's what I wanted, I would have said, don't talk to me anymore. We're done. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's not helpful. You're not actually rebuilding trust. You're just throwing more logs on the fire. And what we really want to do is to change your behavior in such a way that you don't have to make a sacrifice. That changed behavior shows your heart of repentance and your desire to restore the relationship. So when you say, you know what, I'm so sorry. I promised you that I wouldn't say that phrase to you again. I wouldn't say that name again. And I did it again. I'm really sorry. Can we come up with a system? Maybe in the future, if you hear me say it right then and there, like, ding, 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 like, let's have a code, because I don't want to keep hurting you like this, right? That coming up with a plan and trying to create a code so that if I do it again, you can call me out right then in the moment, tells the other person, I really do want you to trust me.
Yeah.
And I acknowledge that I'm doing this. I want your help to help me see it in the moment so that I can really change the habit. You have to really show up in your change in order to build trust.
Alice.
Sometimes we give up too easily when we have to face the hurt we've caused someone else, because it seems like you want perfection from me. And I'm not going to be perfect. I can't. So you know what? I'm done. I'm done trying.
Yeah.
But it's not about perfection. It's about the ongoing willingness to be humble, to be open, and to keep trying, and admit the next time you fall when you fell. Because it's that system that rebuilds trust. It's not perfectionism, because we can't achieve that. But we can build trust while we are still imperfect, but trying and open to talking about it.
And when the person is re-triggered by your old hurt, acknowledge it again. I'm so sorry that that happened. I really regret it. Just be with them in it, in the grief.
So you should never say, haven't you gotten over it
yet? No, no. Once you brought this thing into our relationship, it is now a part of the relationship.
Yes.
And you don't get to tell me to stop thinking about it.
Yeah. Even if it's decades later.
Even if it's decades later.
Just wanted to hammer that point home, because a lot
of people
might think,
you brought this to me. Now we got it.